Hello,
Oh,
am I through to Agnes?
hi, James.
Hi,
Hi.
you okay?
Hi.
I just need to ask you again the data protection questions. It's tedious. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please, Agnes?
The 30th of March, 1965.
Fantastic. And then also your postal address?
G349JID, Tooting Abbey Road.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So following on from our previous phone call where we went through the first care setting and being nursed in residential school, we'll now go back onto the second care setting. Just to let you know, following the care setting of Thurnton School, you'll then be asked a series of questions of the people who were involved, any reporting and institutional knowledge, and then we'll move on to movement between placements and leaving care. And as I mentioned previously, when we were on the call, when you started to speak about the impact it had when you left care, Section 8 will be in relation to that. So we will then start asking a few questions of how your life entailed following you leaving care. And then there'll only be a short couple of generic questions about any previous claims and also reasons for applying. And then that will conclude the witness statement. But as I said at the beginning of the witness statement previously, it's human nature to obviously, when you're thinking of a question and the way you're going to answer it, if it's something relevant that happened later on in life, or previous, you probably would like to obviously interrupt and mention it real quick. Try refraining yourself from doing that. Once I'm caught up with the notes, we will move on to the relevant points. It's just as the questions are asked, it's like a chronology of your life, like a story, essentially. So it will lead up to it. So with that being said, I can take your time and try to answer each question to the best of your ability, and there's no rush, so don't feel like you need to answer quickly. So,
right.
In relation to your second care setting, could you please confirm for me the institution name?
Thornton.
Thornton. Can you remember where Thornton was?
It was in Crosshouse. Between Kilmarnock and Irvine, Crosshouse Hospital.
Between Kilmarnock and what area, sorry?
Irvine.
Irvine, yeah.
Aye, and where the home was, it was called Crosshouse.
The building was called Crosshouse?
No, the place where the building was built.
Oh, right.
Crosshouse.
Can you remember who placed you there?
I went to there, the nursing, into there. I don't know who placed me.
No problem. Next question. What type of setting was Thornton?
It was more or less the same as nursing, but more modern.
More or less
the building was more modern. It had dormitories. But I think it had four dormitories in Thornton. It was more children.
Those four dorms, but no children.
About four, because they were named after the islands in Scotland, like Jura and all that, and Iona.
Yeah. So would you say Thornton was a residential school?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And Can you remember, Agnes, how long you were there for?
Roughly between 2 years and 2.5 years. Because I'm positive to figure out when I was 14 and a half.
You're roughly there for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And you believe you left Kerr when you was 14 and a half?
Uh-huh.
No problem. So, again, we're just going to go into a brief description of what ordinary life was like while she was at Thornton. Mm. First, we're just going to speak about the accommodation. So, in a few sentences, would you be able to describe for me what the accommodation was like?
Yeah. What, getting in the building?
So, essentially, like, did you end up residing there? So, did you stay overnight while she was at Thornton?
No, I resided there. I got home once a fortnight in Thornton.
You went home once a fortnight?
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the time you were staying at Thornton?
When I went into Thornton, there, she knew the nursing, it was weekly. In Thornton, it was fortnightly. You get home once a fortnight for 2 days, to the Friday to the Sunday. You had to be back on the Sunday. And that happened every fortnight.
Yeah. What was your dormitories like at Thornton School?
In Thornton, the dormitories, obviously they were named with different names and everything. We all had our own separate rooms.
Your own separate rooms. Could you just briefly, hold on, can you just describe, well, tell me what the names of the dormitories were called?
I'm sure it was Jura.
How would you spell that?
Iona. J-U-R-A. It was
Jura.
And Iona.
I-O-N-A. Yeah.
Sky.
Sky.
Uh-huh.
As in the Isle of Sky.
Yeah. They were named for all the isles up in the Highlands and Mull.
And Mull.
Mm-hmm. M-U-L-L.
And Mull. Apologies for that. The reason why I asked that, Agnes, just for you, obviously your clarity of mind, when it comes to the Scottish Redress Panel, other people who have experienced the same as you, within these settings, they will like cross-reference each one of your statements.
Uh-huh.
So, like, uh-huh. If you're able to obviously describe like what the dormitories' names were,
the settings weren't like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then other people also end up like describing it. It obviously like corroborates all of the statements of everyone, and obviously that tells them that like what happened did in fact happen because there's multiple accounts.
Uh-huh.
So I just got so far that
apart from Merrillis.
Sorry, say that again.
I'm seeing there was a pattern, Merrillis. Call it a repetitive pattern.
Yeah, there was a pattern.
Uh-huh.
So I've got so far. I went home once a fortnight for 2 days, Friday till Sunday. You had to be back on the Sunday. The dormitories had their own names, Jura, Iona, Sky and Mull, and had their own... And everyone had their own separate rooms.
Yeah.
And then you start, and then I've got there was a pattern. What was the pattern, if you're able to remember?
No, I was talking about something else, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Like I said, don't have to apologise.
No, I was talking about something else with the pattern.
Hmm. So in relation to the dormitories, do you remember which name you was under in the dormitories? Was you in Jura, Iona, Sky or Mull?
No, I was in either Sky or Iona because they were for the girls. Endurer and Mull were for the boys.
Can you remember what the overall hygiene and cleanliness of the dorms were?
They were spotless. The only thing is, because we had our own individual rooms, we kept them clean. And if we needed clean bedding or anything, we took it off and we made our own beds and took the bedding down to the laundry for the laundry staff to clean them.
Yeah, so what I've got so far, Agnes, is the dormitories had their own names, Jura, Iona, Sky, Mull, and everyone had their own separate rooms. I was in either Sky or Iona, as these were for the girls. The dorms were spotless. We had to keep them clean ourselves. So if we had to change our bed sheets, we would take them down to the laundry room where members of staff would clean them for us.
Uh-huh.
Can you remember if you was ever provided clothing by the establishment?
No, I can't remember.
That's fine.
I just remember I had clothes. I don't know if they bought them or if my mother bought them. I don't know.
What was the food like when you was at Thornston? Was it? Did you have three meals a day? And was there any choice?
Yes, and yes. In Thornton, in your dormitory, they had the dining table. So we all made our own breakfast, like cereal and toast and tea, whatever, like juice. It was all there for us. We had our own wee kitchen.
Yeah, so just we had our own kitchen where cereal was provided for us. Overall, so just following on from when I mentioned about you going to the laundry room and the staff would clean your bed sheets if it was necessary. I can't remember if I was given clothes by the institution. I just remember that I had clothes. So I'm unsure if my mother bought them or if the school did. I just don't know. We had three meals a day and we were able to have a choice. We had our own kitchen where cereal was provided for us. Are you able to remember what your daily routine was like at the at the institution?
Well, daily routine was, obviously we got up, showered, if we needed a shower or a bath or anything, and get ready. Then we'd go to our own breakfast room, the dining room, which was on the floor, and go into the kitchen and make our breakfast. On the floor, where our dorm was. The kitchen was there, and we'd be able to go in and just get. It was like a routine with the girls. Maybe two or three would set the table.
Yeah.
For breakfast for us, and then the cereal would be put in the middle of the table with the milk, and toast was made and tea was made. It was all there. So we'd just come in and sit down, help ourselves to our breakfast, then put all the dishes and all that by into the kitchen. Whoever was routine it was then, today the breakfast, we'd clean up the kitchen.
Yeah.
And once that was all done, we'd go down the stairs to the classrooms, to class, just as if we were going to school.
Yeah.
And we'd go in, into classrooms, whatever classrooms it was, and do the work that we were supposed to do.
What would happen following school?
We had, I know this might sound daft, and it's always here in my head. In Dortmund, they had goats. They had goats for us.
They're goats.
With animals. And chickens and things like that. They had in at the back of the school, as you come out, the big dining hall down at the bottom. They had a big hut. Was like for woodworking and all that. You could go in and do things like that. Things that could occupy you.
Yeah.
I mean, I even went to the girls' guides in Taunton.
You was in the girls' guide, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to get took to Kilmarnock, up in Kilmarnock City Centre. They had the girls' guides up there.
Kilmarnock City Centre?
Uh-huh.
And what was that for?
The girls' guides. That's where they were based.
Oh, to attend?
Uh-huh.
So I'll just repeat what I've said, all of it so far. I've got, I went home once a fortnight for 2 days, Friday to Sunday. You had to be back on Sunday. The dormitories had their own names, Yura, Iona, Sky, Mull, and everyone had their own separate rooms. I was in either Sky or Iona, as these were for the girls. The dorms were spotless. We had to keep them clean ourselves. So if we had to change our bed sheets, we would take them down to the laundry room where members of staff would clean them for us. I can't remember if I was given clothes by the institution. I just remember that I had clothes, so I'm unsure if my mother bought them or the school did. I just don't know. We had 3 meals a day and we were able to have a choice. We had our own kitchen where cereal was provided for us. My daily routine was to wake up, shower, get ready, and go to our breakfast / kitchen hall, which was on our dorm floor. The girls would set the table, two or three of us. The food would be put in the middle of the table for us all. We would help ourselves and clean up our dishes. We would then go downstairs to the classrooms, as now we would have school. Thornton had animals, goats, chickens. There were huts for woodworking, etc. There were activities to occupy you. I was in the girls' guide. I would be taken to Kilmarnock City Centre to attend the girls' guide.
Yes, correct.
Is there anything there what I've missed or anything what you'd like to add?
No.
Fantastic.
No.
And the last question in relation to this is, was you ever able to contact your family, or was you ever denied the opportunity to contact your family?
I don't know, because I was there. When I was there, I knew that I was getting him every fortnight.
Yeah.
So I don't think I really bothered by then. The time I came out in nursing, I was older and I was able to cope me in Thornton.
Yeah. So I don't think I bothered to contact my family, as I was able to see them on the weekends.
I think it was because I was older and I was more mature. I could cope easier than I did in nursing. Don't get me wrong, in Thornton there was bullies, but I could hold my own then.
Yeah, so I just bought, I don't think I bothered to contact my family, as I was able to see them on weekends. Also, I was older and more mature, so I was able to deal with myself more than I could in Thurnson. There were still bullies in Thornton, but I could handle my own by then. Is that correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. One moment, just why I fix the grammar. I'm just fixing the punctuation and grammar, that's all.
All right.
So now we're on to the next question, Agnes. How did the other children genuinely treat you whilst you were there?
Just like a normal person. You had for squabbles. But I felt as if I was treated better there.
And is this in relation to the children, how they treated you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, the older ones, they did try to bully the younger ones.
Yeah.
But because I was old enough to, I'd be able to stand against them, if you understand.
When you say that the older kids would try to bully the younger ones, did the staff ever try to intervene and prevent this?
I don't know. At the time, I was all caring about myself, getting myself through. Where I was. When I went there, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know, but there was older ones older than me. When I went in there, I was 12. There was older ones. And they did try to bully the younger beings. I mean, there's some that couldn't stand up for themselves, but because I was old enough now, I mean, I didn't fight with them, but I had a squabble with them, I'd argue with them.
Yeah.
Do you know? And one thing I can say about Thornton is that I never ever ran away from it. So that environment was helping me, even though the other people were trying to bully. I never ever ran away from Thornton because they had things that I liked today. They had and I know I'm bringing nursing up. In nursing, we had in Dortmund. We had the goats, we had chickens, we had the woodworking class and all that. They had things for us today. They had a football pitch for us, things like that, activities and whatever. They had all that for us.
Yeah, 1 second, Agnes. So, I've got the other children treating me as a normal person. We had our squabbles, but I felt as though I was treated better there. The older kids, they did try to bully the younger ones. As I was old enough at this point, I was able to stand against them. I don't know if the staff ever tried to intervene, as at this point, I was more concerned of myself and trying to get myself through it. When I was there, I didn't know anyone. I was 12 when I first went in there. The older ones would try to bully the younger ones, but I would stand up for them and myself. I didn't try to run away from Thornton because they had things I liked there. They never had anything like that at Nurston. There was things for us to do, activities we could attend, etc. Is this, so far, is this correct?
Correct, yep.
And is there anything that you'd like me to add?
No.
Okay.
Well, obviously, I had a social worker there in Thornton, which I didn't. I can't remember having a nurse. I had a social worker that used to come into Thornton and see me. He was a man.
Do you remember his name?
And he was really nice. I don't know. I can't remember his name.
That's fine. I just put, I had a social worker when I was at Thornton, which I didn't have at Nurston. The social worker would come in and see me. He was really nice, but I can't remember his name. Fantastic. So now it's just going to be in relation to the staff. How did the staff genuinely treat you?
It treated me just as normal. Just like a normal person. I mean, I didn't like being in care, if you understand what I'm talking about. I liked talking, but I didn't like being in care, because I still didn't understand. But I was mature enough to get myself through it. But the staff were okay. I never had any problems with the staff. I didn't have any staff holding me down.
Yes, one moment. Just put the staff treating me just as normal, like I was a normal person. I didn't like being in care, but I liked Thornton. I still don't understand why I was there, but I was more mature to deal with it. Can you remember if there were any rules, punishments, isolation, or unsafe arrangements that the staff enforced?
No, that I can remember. No.
So now we're going to be moving on to the next question, Agnes. As I stated in the previous curse setting, this is going to be probably one of the most distressing parts of the witness statement now. So first, I'm just going to read you the categories of abuse what are acknowledged by the Scottish Redress Panel, and that abuse consists of neglect, emotional abuse, physical abuse, and sexual abuse. In relation to neglect, the Scottish Redress Panel see this as any inadequate or withholding of food, inadequate withholding of clothing, inadequate or withholding of warmth, hygiene, supervision, safety, medical care, education or emotional support, unsafe confinement, or failure to protect you from bullying, violence, sexual harm, or other children and unsafe adults. Looking back at your time at Thornston, is there anything what you experienced which you'd now consider as neglect?
No. That's no, that good. I can remember, no.
That's perfectly fine.
With the setting that I had in nursing, it was completely different to Thornton. And when I went into Thornton, I didn't know anybody, but I got friendly with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Around my own age and that. And I liked it. So I didn't feel neglected. They took us away out trips and whatever and all that. I never had that nursing. They took us away to like leisure centres, the beach, day trips out. So I can't remember if I was neglected, but to me speaking, you know, no. No, in Thornton.
So, I've just got... no, not that I can remember. Thornton was completely different to Nurston. I was able to make friends here. I was more sociable. They would take us on day trips out, which we never got at Nurston. So I can't remember if I was neglected. But me speaking to you now, no, there was no neglect in Thornton. Is that correct? Or is there anything that I've missed out?
No.
Okay. So. The Scottish Redress Panel. Identifies emotional abuse as the following behaviours. So this is any threats, humiliation, any blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment of other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. Looking back at your time at Thornton Resident School, is there anything that you experienced that you'd now consider as emotional abuse?
Well, the bullying that I used to get off, well, they tried to bully me and they used to call me names and make a fool of me because of the way I spoke. I had a speech impediment. I don't know if you hear it when I'm speaking to you.
No.
I used to hang me. I had a very, very bad lisp. And I took that up there was a young, very, very young child. I used to go to speech therapy and that. And they used to make a fool of me. Saying that.
So when the children, the other children were bullied for the lisp and speech impediment, did the staff ever try to intervene?
I can't remember. I don't know if it was done in front of staff or if it was, but I knew that they'd done it. I knew that they were saying it to me. I tried to ignore it. So I can't remember if the staff seen it or no, or if they're saying it behind their back, saying it when the staff weren't there, but they were saying it.
Yeah, so I just got
it eventually
the...
got...
Yeah, carry on, sorry. Agnes, sorry.
I eventually got to the stage, I just used to let it bypass me. Do you understand what I just used to say? Does it bother me? It's just the way that I've been for as a wee child, speaking like that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to fix up the punctuation and grammar, and then I'll repeat to you what I've got down, and let me know if it's correct or if there's anything what you'd like me to change or add. So I've got the bullying. They tried to bully me when from the way I spoke, as I had a speech impediment. I had a very bad lisp. I used to go to speech therapy and they would make a fool out of me. I remember it, I can't remember if the staff tried to intervene or if it happened in front of the staff. But they were doing it. It shouldn't have got to the stage it got to. I just let it get to that point. It was the way I spoke as a child and I couldn't help that. Is there anything what you'd like to add?
No.
So now, it's in relation to the Scottish Redress identifies the following factors as physical abuse, and them factors are any form of hitting, slapping, punching, kicking, shaking, throwing, any restraining, locking in, exposure to cold or hot water, denial of food or toilet access, the use of an object that would have recorded any injuries or pain, and whether treatment was provided, needed, hidden or ignored. Looking back at your time at Thornton School, is there anything that you experienced there what you'd now consider as physical abuse?
I can't remember.
That's fine.
I can just remember the bullying of the other kids.
And then finally, Agnes, in relation to the abuse that you may or may not have suffered whilst you was at Thornton School, the Scottish Redress panel identifies the following behaviours as sexual abuse, that being unwanted sexual touching or exposure, any sexual comments or images, being made to watch, any pressure or force to take part, any attempted or actual penetration, oral activity or masturbation, photography or filming, grooming, gifts, threats of secrecy, or the number of people involved in the approximate frequency and duration. Looking back at your time at Thornton Is there anything what you experience what you'd now consider as sexual abuse?
I can't remember that either.
That's fine. So, as you've identified two forms of abuse while she was at Thornton, that being neglect and some emotional abuse, I'm just going to ask, are you able to remember who was involved or responsible?
No.
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 I just put no, I can't remember
any. I don't remember any of the teachers' names or any of the children there. I don't remember any of their names. I was there for 2.5 years and I can't remember any of their names.
Yeah, so what I know, I can't remember the names, that being the children or the staff's names.
I can remember one name.
Yeah. And
sure, it was Robert Watson.
Robert Watson.
Robert Watson. I don't know why I know his name, but I'm sure that's his name.
Was this
one of the boys?
And this was one of the boys, not a member of staff.
No.
That's fine.
And I think the only reason why I remember that boy's name is when I was younger, I used to play football. And it was the boys. I used to play football with the boys.
Yeah. So now is going to be another distressing part of the witness statement in relation to Thornton.
Uh-huh.
So this is only in relation to the abuse that you've stated, what you experienced while you were there. So first we'll go through the neglect. So Agnes, are you able to provide me with one clear example of when you experienced neglect? Where and when did it occur? And what happened before, during and after you suffered the neglect?
I can't really remember. The only thing I can remember is the same as nursing, having to travel home myself to a place I didn't know. I had to get buses and trains there and back again. Nobody came and picked me up or took me home. That's the only thing I can remember.
You say, did you say you get buses and trains by yourself and nobody would accompany you?
Yep. I used to get a bus into the Camaro town centre.
Yeah.
And then get a train into Glasgow Central Station. And then have to get a bus for Central Station home to my mother's house.
So just so this is correct, I've just got I can't really remember. All I can remember really is that I had to travel myself from places I barely know. I would get buses or trains by myself. Nobody would accompany me. I'd get a bus to Kilmarnock Centre, a train to Glasgow, and then from Glasgow you get a bus to your mother's house. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And all of which was unattended.
Uh-huh.
So in relation to the emotional abuse that you suffered during your time at Thurston, are you able to provide me with one clear example of what happened? Where and when it occurred, what happened before, during and afterwards?
Not just that bullying, but I was able to cope with that. I can't remember anything else.
Did you ever tell a member of staff about the bullying at all?
I thought it was normal. I thought it was normal. I can't really remember, I just thought that's the way things were.
Yeah, so I'll just relay this back to you. Just to make sure that it's correct. Just the bullying, but I was able to cope with this by myself. But I was able to cope with this by myself at this point. And then I've just got, I thought it was normal, so I never told the members of staff about the bullying I experienced. I just thought it was the way things were.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to add? Or anything that you'd like me to change? No? Okay.
No.
So now, Agnes, this is in relation to the two factors of abuse that you suffered. So in relation to the neglect, how often did this happen? Over what period? And did it ever change or become worse?
Well, the neglect was every 2 weeks for 2.5 years. Having to travel all that distance. That's a long way to Glasgow.
Can you give a rough estimate of how far that journey would have been?
Well, I would be getting a bus from my mother's house down into Glasgow city centre. Right, and then the Glasgow city centre, the central station in Glasgow, to there, get the train to Kilmarnock or Paisley, whatever was nearer, whatever train, whatever one was going the fastest. If it was Paisley, I would get the bus to Paisley to Thornton, or I'd get off at Kilmarnock and get the bus to Kilmarnock to Thornton. Going to Easter House. To Kilmarnock, that's a good few miles.
Mm-hmm. How?
That's about 40 or 50 miles.
Collectively, how many miles would you say it is?
I'm saying about 40 miles or something, might even be more. And that journey was made there and back once every fortnight.
Yeah, so I just put neglect. This was every fortnight for 2.5 years. All that distance by myself, at least 40 miles unattended there and back.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to the emotional abuse, Agnes, how often did this happen? Over what period? And did it ever change or become worse?
It just, whenever they felt like it. Whenever they felt like it's just making a fool of me. I mean, it could happen one day and then the next day it'd be alright, just whenever they felt like it.
Yeah, so I just put whenever they felt like bullying me / making a fool of me, it would occur. What happened? It would happen one day, then the following day everything would be all right. It was just whenever they felt like it. And would you say it ever became worse?
No.
So, again, this is in relation to the neglect. So can you recall what immediate effects you experienced from the neglect you suffered at Fernston School? Can you remember any fear and shame, any sleeping problems, bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school changes?
my bedwetting continued, wetting myself continued. The fear was there because the setting where Staunton was, when you got off the bus at night coming back from Glasgow, they had a big long driveway. It was dark. There was no lights. It was all covered with trees. I don't know if it's still like that now. It's a nursing home now, I think. And you were left to walk up that darkness yourself. So you had dozens of people coming out, something coming out of the streets, terrified. Once I get past up into the top of the driveway, I was fine. It was all right, because I knew that was me in. Get into the school.
Yeah, so I just got up. I just put my bed wet and continued. The fear was there, as I would be travelling in the dark. There was no street lights and covered, and the road was covered by trees.
It was like a country road.
It was a dark country road. And then I just put, I would walk up these streets terrified if someone, terrified thinking if someone would come out from anywhere. Is there anything that I've missed or anything what you'd like me to add?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the next, it's the same question again, Agnes, but this time it's in relation to the emotional abuse. Are you able to recall the immediate effects you experienced from the emotional abuse that you suffered?
No. Just them trying to bully me and meeting a fool of me. I just accepted it. I thought it was normal. And I did. And I see that sort of behaviour. I accepted that all my life. I thought it was normal. To me, it's just normal.
Yeah, so no, just them trying to bully me and making a fool of me. I just accepted it and thought it was normal. That sort of behaviour I accepted all of my life. I thought it was normal to me. This was normal. Is there anything that I've missed or anything that you'd like me to add?
No, everything's correct.
Fantastic. So now we're just going to move on to the next question. In relation to both of the neglect that you experienced and the emotional abuse that you suffered, did anyone witness this, know about it, or experience something similar?
I don't know.
That's fine. So moving on to the next question. Did you ever tell anyone or try to get help when you... in relation to the neglect and emotional abuse that you suffered?
No, because I thought everybody would see that I was lying.
Yeah.
People saying, oh, she's lying. That's what drew my head. The thought that I was making up.
Yeah, so I just put no because I thought everyone would say that I was lying, that's what went through my head, that they would think that I was making it up.
Yeah.
So now, Agnes, this is the final question in relation to the care setting at Thornton. What was different at this placement compared to the others?
The teachers. I don't remember their names or their faces, but they spoke to me normally.
Yeah.
It was I didn't suffer as much in there as what I did in nursing. and I don't know what I think it was because I was that wee bit older. And there was more activity, there was more things for us to do. I mean, even took us away on holiday for a week. I can remember that down to Blackpool. Been to a beach. I'd never been to a beach in my life. They took me to beaches. They took us all. The boys and the lasses, separate minibuses, and took us away. I can remember that. I was able to join the Girl Guides.
I'm just going to relay back what I've got from your account and just let me know if there's anything that I've missed or if there's anything that you'd like me to change. So I've got the teachers. I don't remember names or faces, but they spoke to me normally at Thurnton. I suffered... I didn't suffer as much here than I did at Nurnston. I don't know if this was because I was older, but there were more things for us to do here. They also took us on a holiday. They took me to Blackpool one time. I'm adjusting for punctuation and grammar. I never had been to a beach before, but they would take us on beach trips. Every time we went on day trips, we would be in separate coaches from the boys. Is there anything that I've missed there or anything that you'd like me to add?
No, I didn't see it.
Fantastic. So that now concludes the curse setting part of the witness statement now, Agnes. Hopefully the rest of the statement won't be as difficult. So now it's just across all the placements, who were the main people responsible for the abuse that you suffered?
In Nurnston, it was the teachers. They took me down to the gym and punished me. Holding me down, and the headmaster in Nurnston and Thornton, the pupils, the children.
Okay, just one second. So the names, the headmaster was, who do you remember who the headmaster was?
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson?
At Nurse, it was Mr. Wilson.
And do you remember any other of the teachers' names who took you down to the gym hall at Nurston?
No?
All
I remember is my house mother.
I'm not going to mention, I would mention the house mother, if you, from what I remember, you have two. You had two at the time. What was on a rotation? One of them was really nice, and you said wasn't.
Yeah.
One of them wasn't as nice. Do you remember her name?
No.
Okay. So I just got Mr. Wilson, him being the headmaster. I'll state the other children as well. Can you remember any of the names of the other children?
No.
That's perfectly fine. And in relation to Thurnston, can you remember who were the main people responsible for your abuse?
No.
Were the other children affected? And did you witness abuse or harm to anyone else?
I can't remember.
No problem. Why do you believe staff or the institution knew of the abuse or should have known of the abuse?
Well, they were there to care for the children, so they should have been more aware of things happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were complaints ever discouraged?
I can't remember.
Were they ever ignored?
I think so, aye, because I didn't feel as if anything was done or anything, so I don't know if anything was done about it. I don't know if it was wrote down or anything, or like an incident book or anything. I don't know anything.
Yeah, no problem. Just hold on one moment.
If I'd made the complaint, it should have all been noted.
So far, but I can't remember if complaints were discouraged. They would have been ignored as nothing was done about anything. There was no complaint book or anything like that, so there's probably no note of any complaints made. Can you remember if any complaints that were made were ever punished?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Have you ever reported the abuse to the police, an inquiry, a professional, or any authority?
Well, when in nursing, when the time that I ran away and the police found me, I told the police what was happening. I don't know if anything was done. And I told them that's why I kept running away. So I don't know if they believed me or if that was noted or whatever. But that should be on record that they found me back in Glasgow for East Kilbride walking. I walked to East Kilbride every time I ran away. I walked to East Kilbride to Glasgow. But I never ever went home to my mother's house. I just walked about Glasgow. And I ended up one time with one of the girls in the home. We went to her grandmother's in Ibrox in Glasgow, and the police found us there.
And did the police then return you back?
Took me straight, me and the last day that I went with the first time, took me straight back. So I don't know if she was having bothered as well.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Okay,
I don't know if that lassie had been bothered. But the police found us at her grand, then took us back to nursing in a motor, a police motor. And then the times that I went myself when I was running away because of the way I was, what was happening, they found me in Glasgow City Centre.
Yeah. So I've just got so far, but in nursing, the times I ran away, I told the police what was happening, and that was the reason why I was running away. But I don't know if they did anything about it or make any notes about it. I would be found walking around Glasgow, as I wouldn't go back to my mother's. And then I've just got following that. Got one day the police found me at my friend's grand's house in Glasgow. The police took us straight back to nursing in a police car. Is there anything what I've missed there? Anything what you'd like me to add?
No. Fantastic. No. I've said
So now it's just moving on to the next section, which is movement between placement and care. Why did you move between placements, and were the reasons ever explained to you?
I don't know. Need to tell me. I've not got a clue why I get moved to nursing to Thornton. Nobody told me.
Did you run away, refuse to return, or ask to be moved?
We're out in Erston.
Yeah, so in between both of your care settings at Nurston and Thornton, did you ever try to run away, refuse to return, or ask to be moved?
Well, I ran away in Erston.
Yeah. And did you ever ask to be moved from Nurston?
I can't really remember.
That's fine.
But I was there for 4 years.
Do you remember what would happen when you ran away?
I've been brought back. Obviously, they contacted the police. And they'd be brought back. I'd be found and I'd be brought back.
And the final question in relation to this section is, when and at what age did you leave Kerr?
I think it was 14 and a half. 14 and a half.
And can you remember what your circumstances were following leaving Kerr?
I got back to my mother. It was actually with my mother. It came in a taxi with a social worker or a car or whatever, with a social worker.
Yeah.
The social worker I had in Thornton and brought me home. But eventually I left my mother's house. When I was 15, I'd been on my own for I was 15 year old, because my mother picked me up after I came home from home. And that would have been in a report, because I told the social worker. My mother and her friend badly beat me up when I was 14 and a half.
Yeah, so I'm just going to repeat what I've got down, and let me know if there's anything you'd like me to change, or if there is anything that I've missed, or anything that you'd like to add. So I've got, I think I was 14 and a half. I was taken back to my mother's with the social worker. I left my mum's when I was 15. Since then, I've been by myself. This should have been in a report, as I told the social worker that my mother and her friend beat me up when I was 14 and a half.
Yes, correct.
Is there anything that you'd like to add or anything that I've missed?
No, that's correct. And I left my mum's and I was staying with my friends and my big sister at the time. I'd just got her first house and I stayed with my big sister. I was going from house to house. And then she beat me up a second time. I think it was about 6 feet or something.
Yeah, just hold on one moment.
Her and my other sister. And that was reported to the police as well. I had just turned 16, I think it was.
Yeah, so I just ended up adding on. Following you saying that this should have been in a report, as I told the social worker that my mother and her friend beat me up when I was 14 and a half. So I was staying at my big sister's, as she just got a home at the time. I was going from house to house. My mother also beat me another time when I was 16, alongside my sister as well. This was reported to the police. Is there anything there that I've missed? Or is there anything what you'd like me to add?
No, it's all correct.
Brilliant. So now, Agnes, we're just going to go into the impact that the CUR has had on your life. So try to answer these questions as best as to your ability, and don't feel the need to rush. Just take your time.
Right.
So, how did the experience affect you at the time?
Badly. Very badly. When it carried into my adulthood.
Yeah, just got badly, very badly. It followed me into my adulthood. Is there anything that I've, would you say?
Every time I thought about nursing, I tried to kill myself.
Yeah.
I had to be took to hospital, my stomach pumped. Everything. I've been on antidepressants on and off all my life. Get left the care system. I've always had this feeling. I have five children, and I was always terrified of the social work department take my children off me.
So you've always had this. So you're saying that you've had five children and you've always felt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
because obviously I was on antidepressants and was depressed. I was still on the motor having my children.
Just let me, I just need to take one little bit of information from you and then I'll relay what I've got so far. So you say you've been on and off antidepressants all your life since you left the care system.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what medication you take or have taken for that?
The last one, I took myself off it. But I told my doctor that was last, I think it was just like 2 years ago, because when I was taking them, I was wanting to go out and kill people. That was a side effect I was having with them. There's multiple. They should be in my medical record. I tried all different cakes.
I'm just going to fix the punctuation and grammar and then I'll relay what I've got so far.
Uh-huh.
So, from the beginning, I've got badly, very badly. It followed me into my adulthood. Every time I thought about nursing, I would try to kill myself. I have been taken to hospital to get my stomach pumped. I have been on and off antidepressants all my life since I left the system. I took myself off my last rounds of meds as I was getting side effects of feelings of anger and wanting to kill people. I was on multiple medications. It will be my medical records. I've tried multiple different kinds of medication. And then I've just then gone on to what you were speaking before, saying I have had five children and I have always had this feeling that the social workers would take them off me because of my antidepressants. Is there anything there that I've missed or anything that you'd like me to add?
No. I just thought that because I was on antidepressants, they would be taking them off me.
So now it's on to the next question, Agnes. trying to think about this next question carefully and answer it in your own time. There's no rush. How has your time in care affected your mental health? This including any anxiety, depression, trauma symptoms, any feelings of panic, flashbacks, nightmares, self-harm or suicidal thoughts?
Everyone.
Hold on. Apologies for that. Yes, I just put every one of them, and then I've just copied and pasted the examples, that being anxiety, depression, trauma symptoms, panic, flashbacks, nightmares, self-harm or suicidal thoughts. How has it affected your physical health, Agnes? So can you recall any issue, any difficulties with your sleep, any physical...
I don't sleep. I'm lucky if I sleep 2 hours a night. Everything, when I'm in my bed, everything needs to be on me.
Sorry, what was that?
All these thoughts. I think about everything that's happened to me. When I try to sleep and I can't sleep, I end up just walking about this house or sitting in the living room when all my children are sleeping. And I've been like that for years and years and years. I've had to at times get sleeping tablets off my doctor to help me sleep.
So I'm just going to relay back to what I've got. So I just got, I don't sleep. I'm lucky if I sleep 2 hours a night. I think about everything that's happened to me when I try to sleep. I can't even sleep. So I end up walking around the house or sitting in the living room whilst my kids would sleep. This happened for years and years. I had to go to the doctors to get some sleeping tablets to help with this.
Yes, correct.
Is there anything that you'd like me to add or anything that you feel like I've missed?
No.
No. Okay, no problem. The next question, Agnes, would be, how has it affected your relationships, your parenting, your friendships, the intimacy, trust or isolation that you've endured?
Well, I've never had any very good relationships. Because I couldn't trust anybody. Yeah, the ball has always been. I know I still daft, I've got 5 children, but I always felt as if I was just myself. By myself. I don't go out my house. Last time I was out my house was 1 year ago. That's how bad it gets.
Yeah, so I just got, well, I never had any luck with relationships. I couldn't trust anybody. I've always dealt with everything by myself. I don't leave my house. The last time I left the house was 1 year ago. That's how bad it gets.
Yeah.
Is there anything else what you'd like me to add?
No, that's everything.
No problem. Next would be, how has it affected your education, your work, your confidence, your opportunities, your finances, your housing, or your day-to-day stability?
I never had any education.
Yeah?
When I came out of Thornton, they put me to another education clinic, child clinic, and the street that I'm in now, there used to be a child clinic up the road to it.
Yeah.
And when I came out of Taunton, they put me in there. I had to go to that every day. And then to there, they put me to another clinic in Ladywell. That was down in Duke Street in Glasgow. I was there for about a year and a half, something like that anyway. So my education, I've not had any education. I got put into secondary school when I was 15 and a half as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I lasted 3 months. I couldn't cope with it. So I've not had an education. I've had a couple of full-time jobs when I had my two oldest children. Working in a shop and working in like a social club bingo hall.
Yeah.
But they lasted like a year.
But they only lasted around a year? As they only would last around a year, could you try to explain to me what would happen, what would cause you to essentially leave the jobs?
I just couldn't cope. I don't know if it was because of the people in it. I just can't explain it. I just couldn't cope. I think if I was just the only person there that was doing the job, I think I would have been alright. I don't know.
I'm just going to fix the punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay to you what I've said. And then you can confirm if there's anything that I've missed or if you're happy with what I've wrote down. So, I've never had any education. When I left Thornton, they took me to another education clinic / child clinic. The GP I'm with now is up the road from this. I had to go there every day until they moved me to a different clinic. I only lasted 3 months in high school when I attended. So, I haven't really had an education. And then I put, I've had a couple of jobs working in shops and bingo halls, but they only lasted around a year as I couldn't cope. I don't know if it was because of the people in the job. I just can't explain it. I couldn't cope. And then I've just stated that if it wasn't, if I wasn't the only person there doing the jobs, I would have been all right, but I don't know. Is there anything there what you'd like me to add, or if there's anything that I've missed?
No.
Fantastic. Now, the next question, Agnes, is in relation to any triggers, places, smells, authority figures, institutions, or situations that you avoid?
I don't go out to try and avoid everything.
You don't go outside?
No.
Without this being too personal or being a bit too much of an imposing question, but could you explain the reasons as to why you don't go outside?
I've just got a fear. Just got a fear of going out. And I don't know why.
Yeah. Is there any authority figures or situations that you tend to avoid?
I don't know why. Well, I try to avoid it. Getting contact with police or anything. I try not to think with any of them.
So you try to avoid contact with the police?
I don't know if that's today we've been in there. Then.
Yeah, so I don't go outside. I just have a fear of going out, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know, but I try to avoid contact. I try to avoid contact with the police. I don't know if that's because of my experience with the police in Nurston.
Yep.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add in relation to triggers?
No, I don't know what triggers them off. I don't know. The thoughts and all that are just in my head. They're constantly there. I could be sitting and then something will just come into my head, and then I'm thinking about something else, and I'm thinking, and I'm going back. And I'm constantly going back. It's always here. It's always been there. I've never had that. I was in care. I've never had that. I've always told my children when they were able to understand that I was in care. And nobody had told me, and I still didn't know to this day why I was in care. They know all that. I never had it for them.
Yes. And then finally, in relation to the impact on your life, Agnes, what impact has this had on your life overall?
A very, very big impact. I've never been able to keep relationships. The only thing I've got to take is my shoulders. That's that. I've no good relationship with my sister or any of my family. Since my granddad died, I don't bother with any of my family.
So what I've got, Agnes, is it's had a very, very big impact, not being able to keep relationships. The only thing I have is a relationship with my children. I don't have any relationships with my family. Since my gran died, I haven't kept contact with them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think may have been different if you had not been placed into care?
I don't know if there anything happened to me to be put in care. I don't know the circumstances. If there were circumstances to why I was put in care, maybe I would understand more. But I don't know.
Yeah, so what I've put down is I don't know. I don't know the circumstances as to why I was put in care. I think that if I were able to know why I was in care, maybe I would have more of an understanding.
Yeah. I mean, the year that I was in care, my sister didn't even question that. They didn't ask why I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Nobody questioned why I was in care.
And this being nobody's and nobody in your family?
Nobody in my family questioned why I was in care. And I had five sisters and a brother. And not one of them questioned why I was in care.
Going to fix the punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay to you what I've got, and then you should confirm to me if it's correct or if there's anything you'd like me to change or add. So, but I don't know. I don't know the circumstances to why I was put in care. I think that if I were able to know why I was in care, maybe I would have more of an understanding. The years I was in care, my sisters didn't ask why I was there. Nobody in my family asked why I was there. I had five sisters and a brother. Not one of them questioned this. Just in relation to your brother, Agnes, just so I can put it back previously, you stated that you lived with your brother at this time. Did he live with you before you
were here? What had happened to have my brother? See, when I was in nursing, when I got put into nursing in 1973, one weekend I come home in 1974, in May, and my brother was here, newborn baby.
Okay.
So I was put into nursing in October, which is 7 months to May. My mum was already pregnant with my brother when I was put into the home. I just came home one weekend and a newborn baby was there, a wee boy. And I asked who that was. Oh, that's your brother.
Yeah, so I just got following on from I had five sisters and a brother. Not one of them questioned why I was there. My mum was pregnant when I was put into nursing.
Yep.
One weekend I came home and there was a newborn baby, which was my brother.
Oh.
Fantastic. So now
that's when everything came through my head as I was getting a little older. I was like, I've been put into care, but she's had another child that I didn't know nothing about.
Yeah, so I just added at the end saying that it messed with my head as I was put into care, but then they just had another child which I knew nothing about.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now we're just going to... Now that concludes the impact of your experience in care, we're just going to go to support and treatment. Have you ever received counselling, therapy, mental health, addiction services, GP?
Mental health. Mental health at my GP service.
Mental health and GP services?
Uh-huh.
Are you in receipt of any other professional support?
No, not the now, no.
No, okay.
I don't want to go out of my house.
That's fine. Have you been diagnosed with any relevant condition, Agnes? And have you taken any related medication?
Just the medication for depression. So I've not been diagnosed. I was diagnosed with depression, but I've not been diagnosed with anything else.
You've only been diagnosed with depression. Can you are you able to remember any of the medication that you have taken for your depression?
The last one that I was on was sertraline. And I think I was on lorazepam or temazepam or something like that anyway. I've been on a few over the years.
Yeah. Are you still receiving support now?
No. I don't go out. I don't even go back to the doctors. I just get my medication that I'm on now for my epilepsy and that. I just get them on repeat and my daughter goes and collects them for me.
Yes, I just put, no, I don't go out. I don't even go back to the doctors. I just get repeated medication for my epilepsy that my daughter gets for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's just a bit of information that I need to do on my side now, which is about evidence and supporting. So that being any records that may support the statement, what we've collected. So we do have your social care records, Agnes. I'll confirm to you now that we've been in receipt of them from Bernardo's, making connections, which is obviously for your time at Thurnston. We haven't been in receipt of your childcare records from Glasgow, and that's mainly just because of the fact that Glasgow are just not really cooperating to the best of their ability at the moment.
They don't want to cooperate. That's exactly what it is. They don't want to.
Could any sibling, relative, or partner, or professional provide a supporting statement?
No.
So now it goes to previous claims and any applications or previous payments. Have you previously made any civil claim, criminal injuries claim, redress application, a complaint, police report, inquiry statement, or claim to another scheme about the abuse that you've seen today? No. And did you ever receive any payment, apology, settlement, or decision, or signed any waiver / discharge?
No
problem. So now, Angus, we're just going into the reasons for the application for the Scottish Redress. So would you be able to tell me what are your reasons for applying and what would you like to come from telling your story today?
I want them to give me a reason. I want to know why. I'm sorry. I want to know why they've not told me why I was put in care. They took 6.5 years off me and they've never told me why.
Yeah.
I want an apology off them. Why could they not have told me why I was there? Because I wouldn't have minded if they would have waited till I was old enough, 16. But they still didn't tell me. And they've still not told me to this day. They had 6.5 years of my life.
I'm just sorting the punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay what I've got, and let me know if it is correct or if there's anything that I've missed or you'd like me to add. So just put, I want them to give me a reason. I want to know why they have not told me why I was put into care. They took 6.5 years off me, and they never told me why. I want an apology from them. I want an apology from them. Why could they not tell me why I was there? I wouldn't have minded if they waited until I was old enough to tell me, but they never told me. 6.5 years of my life, and I don't know why I was there. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No.
No problem. No. What would an acknowledgement mean to you? Take your time, there's no rush.
If they would acknowledge why I was here, then maybe I could say, well, that's fine. If there was a reason for it. But to me, there was no reason. Nothing. I asked them many, many times. And nobody would answer me. Nobody would tell me. Now, obviously, to be in a care setting, they've got to know why I was there. Why did they not tell me?
Yeah, so I just got, if they would acknowledge why I was there, then maybe I would have more of an understanding to know what the reason was, but I was never told. I still don't know why I was there to this day. To be in a care setting, they must have known the reasons why I was there. No matter how much I asked to know, they would never tell me why.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No.
No. No problem. And then finally, Agnes, is there anything else that you want is there anything else you want Redress Scotland to understand about what happened or the harm you have lived with?
You aren't always getting me. I don't blame Scotland for this. That nursing was built by the UK English government. I've got all the I've got the paperwork saying that it was made as an institution for experimental institution. I've got that. It wasn't the Scottish government that built that. It was the English government that built that. To experiment on wings.
One second, Agnes. So I don't blame Scotland for this. Nursing was built by the UK government. I have paperwork saying it was made as an experimental institution for children. Yeah. Is there anything else what you'd like to add onto that?
No.
No. Okay, so now it's just the closing welfare check, Agnes. So is there anything important we have not covered or wording that you want handled carefully?
No, you've covered everything.
Yeah. How are you feeling after discussing this? And do you feel safe to end the call?
Yeah, I've got my children here. They're older. My 25-year-old's here and my 20-year-old's here as well. They understand. They know everything.
Yeah.
I've never held it back from them.
Yeah, so I just state that, yeah, I have my children here. They are all the older ones. They know everything. The 25 and 20-year-old, I have never held anything back from them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there someone you can contact for support, or would you like me to provide you with support service details?
No.
No?
No.
And finally, have the next steps been explained to you?
I don't know. What's that?
Okay,
it goes to the redress in Scotland.
Yeah, so I will explain the next steps to you now, and then obviously I'll just answer that question as yes, because I would have described what the following stages are. So what's going to happen now, Agnes, is that I'm going to go away, and within the next 1 to 2 weeks, I'm going to draft up your witness statement. I'm then going to try and locate any corroborating evidence within your GP records and then also within your childcare records. Anything that is relevant and matches to what you have said within your statement would be attached to your witness statement. Once that has been collated, it will be sent to you so you can sign the witness statement stating that the detailed account, what has been drafted, is correct within your own words and that nothing has been missed or altered or manipulated in any kind of way. Once you've done that, you will then have to attend a WhatsApp meeting. This will be with my claims operation manager, Jay Taylor, as well as the head solicitor here at MMA Legal. The only thing you need to do for this, Agnes, is to be on a video call to show your ID, that being a passport or driving license. It's essentially just to confirm your identity.
I've not got a driver's license or a passport.
You don't have a driving license and a passport. Do you have a birth?
I've never been out the country and I'm not allowed to drive because I'm epileptic.
Yeah. Have you got a Saltier card?
I've got a bit it's out of date.
Oh, just hold on
I've
one.
no renewed I've no renewed it my old folk my age pension one. I've no renewed that
No
because
worries.
I don't work.
That's fine.
I've got my birth certificate.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just ask one of the managers to make sure that that's okay. But it should be. There shouldn't be any reason as to why that won't be acceptable.
I mean, I can apply for a short tire card. It only take a week or something to come through.
Hi Agnes, you still there?
Hi.
Yeah, so
Hi.
we would be able to take the Saltier card. However, as yours is out of date, we will need
Right,
one with new
I
date.
can renew it.
Yeah, so that's perfectly fine. So if you go to renew that, then the new valid Saltier card will be acceptable to confirm your ID.
Right.
If you are having any issues with that, you are able to contact your GP, but your GP will have to provide a formal letter to you to state that obviously you are who you say you are. Either
Right,
one of them would be acceptable.
Aye, she would do that anyway, my doctor.
Yeah. If you could try and do both, that would be fantastic, just to hit all avenues just for
Right.
any assurance of doubt. But yeah, once your identity has been confirmed and verified by my claims operation manager Jay, and then also the head solicitor here at MMA Legal, we will then be in a position where we'll send your application to the Scottish Redress Panel. Following that, we
Right.
are hoping an estimate of anywhere between 8 to 12 weeks for a response. With that, you will get the formal acknowledgement of your time in care and obviously the negligence of the Scottish Government in control of your time during care. And as well, you'd be awarded any compensation what the panel deemed necessary and appropriate for your application. Is that okay?
Okay. Right.
Fantastic. Well, Oh, the only thing I can say really today is obviously I thank you for speaking with me today, Agnes. I appreciate that it's been very difficult, but you have been absolutely fantastic being able to get through this.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, of course. You've been able to give a lot of information, very detailed and also very clear and concise. So again, I'd just like to thank you for obviously your bravery of being able to speak about this, because I know that it's something what is a very difficult situation and topic to speak about, and probably something that you've probably tried to forget about your time of your
Aye.
Life. But hopefully we'll now be on a journey where we'll be able to provide you with closure, or at least give you some form of enlightenment in a sense, in relation to obviously your care. If at any point in the next 6 years, because we have your data, if you ever wish to request to have your records of what we've attained on your behalf, you are more than welcome.
I would like a copy of my records.
You would like a copy. That's perfectly fine.
I've never seen them.
Yeah.
I have never seen.
So what I'd suggest, Agnes, is when you are on the... One, when you've responded to the drafted witness statements, what's going to be sent to the email address of murdochagnes03@gmail.com. Once you've signed the witness statement to say it's all correct, if you then send a follow-up email to obviously request for your records, we will provide you with all the records, what we've attained, and that will be all of your... Bernardo's records that we have, and we also have your GP records, and they're currently the only records that we have in relation to yourself. So we'll happily provide you with that once essentially you request them. Is that okay?
Right, okay.
Fantastic.
Right, okay.
Well, I hope you have a lovely day.
Thanks
and you enjoy
much.
The rest of your week,
right.
Agnes. Okay.
Right, thanks very much. Thank
You're
you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Have a lovely
Bye.
Day. Bye.
Bye. Bye.